Well, good morning, gentlemen. I don't meet one in the morning normally, but I got a bee in my bonnet, you know. I just read an article that Jeremy Clarkson had written. And whether you like Jeremy Clarkson or not, he does tend to say it just as it is. And he was talking about David Attenborough's Frozen Planet 2, and how it's not really a David Attenborough program anymore. And I quite agree, because it's nowhere near as entertaining or as informative as it used to be. It's more of a telling off than a nature program now. Unfortunately, they're using it to promote the agenda, aren't they? And of course, that's happened to everything. Movies, TV programs, advertisements. In fact, it's almost everywhere, isn't it? We're being sort of conditioned that we are bad, of course, and we must do better. And I don't remember the last TV program or movie or anything I've seen for a long time without the agenda being put in there. You know, those days when you just watched something and it was just damn entertainment? And I felt kind of good after I watched it. But nowadays I just feel depressed when I watch something. And as Jeremy Clarkson pointed out, David Attenborough probably hasn't changed at all. But he is quite old now, so he probably doesn't do a lot of the writing. And he probably doesn't get involved with it too much anywhere now. It's just his face and name. In other words, it looks like David Attenborough's fantastic nature programs have gone woke. And we all know when something goes woke, what happens to it, don't we? And it seems a lot of businesses are going woke as well. It's almost a self-destruct. I mean, the proof is out there that wokeness can kill a company that's been around for 200 years in a matter of months. And, of course, the internet especially, it's very hard to get hold of anything that doesn't have pushing the message. The internet, for me, has turned into a very bland, boring place, void of any real diversity at all. And it's amazing to me that all these people who are telling you what you should do and be a better person and save the planet and everything else, just take a closer look at their lifestyle. Because they're all just virtual signalers, aren't they? And has anybody ever seen, I'll put a link to it down below, the new ad for Virgin Atlantic. You know, they see the world differently, you know. Well, I'm a potential flyer of Virgin Atlantic, as mostly everybody is. And their new ad doesn't give me confidence that they're taking the world seriously when I get on a tube of theirs and fly 500 miles an hour. In other words, I'm putting my life in their hands. Anyway, take a look at their new ad, and I know I won't be flying Virgin Atlantic anytime soon. I guess I'm just too normal for their company. I believe Virgin Media made a loss of over 500 million. But this advertisement should get the right people to fly with them. It seems it's directed at a very small minority of people yet again. Hey, Virgin Atlantic, get woke. Go. Hey, you know the answer, don't you?